On today's episode of Tangent's Retro Gaming Podcast, I answer a question that I got on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it. My name is Toby, and let's dive into this question. So, Drinks with Josh. Yes, you do hear a lot about them on the show because they are one of my fans that always reaches out, always give me topics, things like that. But if you ever want a very goofy, kind of on the edge show, go check out Drinks with Josh. But the question that he actually asked me is, if I had one chance to remaster a video game, which one would it be? So of course, I went for, weeks absolutely trying to figure out which particular game would I like to, play as a remaster. Everybody, of course, they're going to be like Silent Hill, Resident Evil, like all these other games, which, don't get me wrong, they're popular, they did well, they're awesome, the plot. Some of them have been remastered, like, for example, Resident Evil 1 for the PlayStation actually was remastered. Many people don't know that, but it is true, and it was for the Nintendo GameCube. So if you watched it on the PlayStation 1, then tried it on GameCube, the difference is incredible. That should be one of your games on your must-to-play list, is Resident Evil on the GameCube. So after a lot of games that I thought I want remastered, like Crash Bash, Sledstorm, I realized that it's not the games that I have basically, called my Mount Rushmore like games, but there was one game that I really do remember, and it was on the original Xbox, which also PS2 and computer. But that game, it was called 25 to Life. That was one of the very few games that I sat and I actually played in originally beat. I do have to say that I remember the ending of the guy basically looking, saying something to another person, popping up, started firing at police, and it was over. Like, it was a very interesting way of ending a video game. But the reason why I want this particular game to be remastered, it's very, very unique in its very own way, which made it stand out quite a bit. When you're playing it at the very start, you're a character who's trying to, do his final drug deal. So it's almost like chapters. Chapter 1, you're this criminal. Chapter 2, you're a police officer. Chapter 3, you're a criminal or police officer. And it went back and forth, till the very end where you're the criminal. And that was about it. So that part of the game really stood out to me, being like super unique. Because you know how you're usually playing it? You're either the cop or you're either the criminal. This one, you flip-flop back for it. I went online because, it's been like 20 years since it came out. And so I was like, all right, let's see what they have to say about it. Because I found it absolutely awesome, absolutely fun. Wow. Depending on who rated this game, it had to be one of the most horrific ratings that I have ever seen. Just because they went from IGN as 3.1 to 5.6 for GameSpot. Like, the ratings for these things have been, oh my God, it just leaves me speechless. And even if you go and read some of these reviews, like one of the worst games ever made, nobody liked it, which I loved it. The only thing fun was multiplayer. Like, gameplay, they said, is absolutely horrible. People are saying the gun aspect of it is crap. Nobody should play it. It has a cool concept, though. That's one of the reasons why I loved it. And once you get into the story mode, flip-flopping back and forth, you really want to actually sit down and play more. I even played it online, and it was cool because you can be the good guy or the bad guy. Not like clan versus clan or anything like that. Like, the concept of this game was awesome. If they took the game, improved a few things, like for example, the graphics. Well, when it came out like 20 years ago, of course graphics are going to suck. But the gameplay, if you could go switch it up a little bit by cleaning the gun, making it a little bit more tolerable. Man, that's a very hard word for me to say. I think you probably could get the game into the 80s or the 90s. Like, it has potential. Yes, there's a few things that absolutely bombed on it. And yes, it might be unbearable back in the day, but come on, give it a chance. If you just remaster it, you'll see what I see, and it is an absolute awesome game. I'm just going to throw my hands in the air and just say, remake the game. My question for you, though, as a listener, have you ever played this game, and what are your thoughts? Also, which game would you want to remaster? Hit me up, social media, Tangents Gaming 189 or Tangents Gaming Pod at gmail.com. If you message, I will throw it out there and tell everybody what you think of the game, if you played it, or what game you want to kind of remaster, remake, because everybody has their own opinions. There's tons of people that want like Final Fantasy redone, and it's just so many chances and opportunities. Let's get some of this going, and maybe it might actually come true. Like, for example, I know Crash Team Racing was remastered. Why not do Crash Bash? That was a freaking ass awesome game. The potential, it's there. Let's get it done. All right, I'm mumbling, I'm rambling. I'm going to let you go. My name is Toby, and thank you for tuning in, and I will catch you later right here on Tangents Retro Gaming. Peace.